From next year, Victoria's banning mobile phones in public schools during classroom hours. It's mainly in response to concerns about cyberbullying, but also about phones being distractions. It's a move that's likely to be popular with parents, but could it allow these issues to continue out of sight? Gavin Coote reports.
It's the kind of move which many parents will back, but students, not so much. From first to last bell, students at all government primary and secondary schools in Victoria will have to keep their mobile phones in their lockers. Victoria's Education Minister, James Molino, told the ABC the new policy, coming in from the start of next year, is a no-brainer.
Sadly, more than half of our young people experience cyberbullying. This ban will not only reduce bullying, but it will also limit distractions in the classroom. And we want kids talking to each other in the schoolyard, not checking their phones.
The ban won't apply for non-government and independent schools. There'll be some exceptions allowed if a student needs to keep a phone for medical reasons or if it's needed for a classroom activity. How phones mix with schools is a question being asked everywhere. In New South Wales, an expert review raised concerns about students sharing explicit photos and being stalked by strangers on phones. That state has already banned phones at primary schools. Jocelyn Brewer is a child psychologist, teacher and cyber researcher at Sydney University. She says she's surprised by Victoria's move.
It's an interesting one, given that New South Wales did quite a comprehensive review and found that banning phones, especially in high school, wasn't necessary. There's certainly not a lot of evidence that point to the effectiveness of bans.
She says simply unplugging between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. won't fix the cyberbullying problem.
Does it just push the really kind of severe and nasty cases of things like cyberbullying to the extreme? Does it push other behaviours more underground? Does it just offset things?
Former New South Wales Education Minister Adrian Piccoli is now director of the Gonski Institute for Education at the University of New South Wales. He believes most schools would already have a ban of varying types in place.
The suggestion that if you can't use a phone between 9 and 3:30, that's going to curtail bullying and cyberbullying. I don't think that's really the heart of the problem, because I think most of that bullying occurs, or that phone use that leads to that bullying, occurs outside of school hours. It happens at night. Well, I do get what the state government is trying to do, and I value that, but I'm just not quite sure that this is really the right approach. Rather, there should be more of an approach around teaching students the appropriate use rather than a hard rule banning phones.
Victoria's Education Minister, James Molino, doesn't expect everyone will be thrilled with the ban, but says it will go a long way in tackling cyberbullying.
If students don't have their phones through the day, not at recess, not at lunchtime, not using Snapchat, we can reduce the level of bullying and also importantly reduce distractions in the classroom. And teachers constantly asking kids to put their phones away, this makes common sense. It's not going to resolve absolutely cyberbullying, but it will make a big difference.
And that's Victoria's Education Minister James Molino ending Gavin Coote's report.